Hi, this is Dave O'Meara, and this is 5x5 for Friday, November 25th, 2005. Today I'm going to look up some words. Actually, I've already looked up the words, but I'm going to talk about the words, I guess, that I have just looked up. These words are, for the most part, I believe, from the novels of José Saramago. They were on a little flyer from this book. But I am working my Metrodome Holiday Inn from Minneapolis. Science and Hypothesis, the chapter is the classical mechanic. And the last time we left, he was assaulting works, and I think that word is the status of art. None is meaningfully limited to the works of artists and does not, of course, in a very important way, it should not include mere accidents, which, of course, this was the plane that crashed yesterday evening about 1 mile and a half northeast of my apartment, northeast, actually, in a neighborhood that I'm very familiar with. The cash book lying open before eyes whose life dreams of all the world to be
about to enter. There are, of course, words
I have to stop and talk about that. That image there, the cash book, dreams of all the world to be oriented. So it was a foreign correspondent, which meant... So the word pellicle, P-E-L-L-I-C-L-E, turns out to be a thin skin or film, especially one that reflects a part of the light falling on it and transmits the rest through it, as in a photographic device. And that's a very beautiful, fascinating word there. Well, it sounds like maybe really be considered well. And I have absolutely no fashionable idea. Moral adjective, yes. And simple shape, orientation, and orientation geometric forms, basic art element, and basic art element inflected by simple shapes characterize this late work, which seems to point toward recent art movement, but does not relate at all to its social avenue-derived aesthetic and prepossession. It is impossible to tell how this works with the title. It is therefore impossible, it is therefore impossible to say what acceleration such a force applied to such a body would give to another body if it were applied to it. So he is arguing, which looks like an adjective, forces being but turns out to be the name of a herb, an herb of the nettle family with alternate leaves and inconspicuous flowers. So it seems to decorate walls in some sort of way. So that's pellicle and its neighbors. The next word was escutcheon. And to imagine word that I this sort of event, thought, I knew, but I wasn't quite sure about that.
I knew it had something vaguely to do with heraldry and
the deliberate work of an artist. And in such a case, when one imagines it as if it were the deliberate work of an artist, one would have to consider that it's taking a known object, the airplane, not necessarily a familiar object. This was a 1979
but all dreamers,
even if they don't do their dreaming in an office in the bay or in front of a balance sheet for a textile company, each one of them has an account book open before them, whatever it may be, whether it's the woman they married or a future they've inherited, whatever it might be,
art form,
as long as independent
or non-dependent, I don't know what that word would be,
and then on the great pre-existing work of artists, or for those who intend to use the template to eliminate critics entirely and substitute software programs for critics. But anyway, the comment says, the original review achieved a subtle the neighbors of escutcheon are esculent, which means edible, and ESD, the abbreviation for Esdras, an Old Testament book considered canonical by Roman Catholics and apocryphal by Protestants. And I don't think I'm going to have enough time here to get into my discussion of abnegation, which is a word that actually turned out to mean exactly what I thought it would.